If you're struggling in your career, business, or life, this podcast is for you. 9/11 survivor Ari Schoenbrunn shares inspiring interviews so you too can rise like a phoenix from the ashes to live your best life. Here's your host, Ari.
Welcome to Whispers and Bricks. My name is Ari Sherman and I'm your host. Today I have with me a special guest, Donna Campbell. Donna is known as the Mind Whisperer. She combines her past knowledge, wisdom, and experience to assist in creating and restoring a life of happiness, prosperity, and love. Donna has over 25 combined years of professional experience. As a former financial advisor, her book, Financially Fit, is a number one Amazon international bestseller, bringing together the world of money, the energy body, and the soul's essence. She's a professional speaker, sharing her techniques during interactive workshops, and maintains an international private practice. Donna has shared the stage with the likes of Lisa Nichols, Dr. Joe Vitale, Sharon Lecter, and Kevin Harrington. Her personal heart-centered healing philosophy is to create a world that is better, that is a better place for all to live. Donna currently resides in Big Fork, Montana, is the president of her company, The Healing Heart, Inc., and she has three beautiful children. Please help me welcome Donna Campbell. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Good, and thank you so much for having me, Ari, and on Whispers and Bricks. I am great. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what you been up to lately? You're out in Montana, right? You're still there?
Yes. I live in Montana. Yeah. I always say live where you want to, love where you live and live the life that you love. And so since I can be anywhere in the world, I choose to be here because I love being outside.
In Montana, you and the other three people.
Exactly. We do have more bears and animals than we do people, but it brings the charm, I suppose.
I hear. So as you know, the name of this podcast is Whispers and Bricks. The whispers are those voices telling you what the right thing to do is, and they represent the good in life. The bricks represent the bad things that we go through in life. And we all know everybody at some point in time is going to get hit with a brick or more. Now, after our initial conversation, I asked you to be on the show because I knew there were people in my audience who were going through some of the same things that you had gone through. They've been hit with brick after brick, much like what you had gone through, and they needed to hear and to know that they could get through the trials and tribulations the same way that you did. They needed to know that there were whispers out there that could save them. Now, I was reviewing your website. So before we dive into the bricks, tell me about the year that you spent in an ashram. Like when was that and how did that come about?
Well, it was during the time of my life when I wasn't able to digest food and I had uncovered that I couldn't, it was after 2 years of that and my marriage ending. And then I realized that I had me in common. So I did move to an ashram for the year with my children. I wanted to study meditation. I wanted to know more about science and physics. I wanted to take a year off and uncover what those patterns were about myself that created this lifestyle that I didn't want, because of all of those bricks that had kept hitting me. And I took my children, they were in the school at the time, and I did their teacher training program. And it was a very interesting lifestyle because we were completely vegetarian at the time. During the children's school, they would start off with meditation and yoga, and they incorporated all of the different daily practices that really gives people a good, strong foundation. And then when I was doing the teacher training program for that, I also got that good, strong foundation. And that is the platform that everything for me started to rebuild off of, following all of those little whispers, because it taught me that I wasn't a victim and that I wasn't being enabled by anybody, and that I could be a victor and be empowered and really start taking control of my own life and create it the way I chose to see it.
Wow. I mean, I remember it when I was growing up, I was probably in my 20s, and the ashram was a I don't know. It was a big thing. Everybody, it seemed like everybody and his mother was going to an ashram for, you know, mm-hmm. one reason or another. So when I saw that, you know, that it came up on your bio there, I went like, wow, I got to find out what this was all about. How long ago was that?
That was in 2008, 2009 that I was there for that year.
Okay. So now let's get down to, excuse me. Now, in your life, you've had many bricks thrown at you, including a bad marriage that almost killed you.
Yeah.
Now, can you take us back to those troublesome years and tell us about what happened and how you got through it all?
Right. What started the whole chain reaction was, at the time I was working as a financial advisor, I was also the managing principal of the investment firm. So I was responsible for $500 million of other people's money. And it was during the years of 9/11, the stock market being, well, the stock market's always crazy, but, and there was a lot of anger in the corporate world. And I did not know, or, you know, before I went into that profession, that there was that energy there. And then all at once, my health broke down. I was going to the gym 5-6 days a week. I was trying to lose the excess weight from having a second child. And I was counting calories and keeping food logs and doing everything by the book, everything. And nothing seemed to work. And next thing I know, I'm incredibly sick. And after 2 years, Western medicine wasn't able to figure out why I was having the symptoms that I was having. So I chose to go to a naturopathic doctor, to a natural healer. And she also practiced Oriental medicine. And this was my introduction to beliefs, to how we feel and how it affects us in the physical body. And after about 3 months, my digestive system had repaired. I was able to digest food. I just needed some enzymes, which was really interesting because I maxed out my insurance for 2 years. And she said to me in one of the last appointments, well, there's something in your outside world that you can't digest. So you're not digesting things on the inside. And that was when I uncovered the infidelity in my marriage and the anger that was along with it. And so I was digesting the emotion anger for all of those years and had no idea that I was even doing that. So those were some of the bricks that got thrown. And then when I was at the ashram, I was in a different partnership at that time. And after 2 years, he decided to become physically violent towards me. So I left. But it was in those moments there that he literally choked me. And just before I took my last breath, he took his hand off my throat.
Oh my God.
And then wanted me to retaliate. And I couldn't. I just put down the board he handed me and said, I can't, and walked out forever. But there were several moments like that. Those were pretty good bricks going, hey, you're not on the right path. And this was all within a 4 to 5 year time period. So it was one thing after another, after another. And then I wasn't able to be employed in the financial services world. It was the global recession. So I remember making the promise and to dedicate my life to this healing path, to help myself, to help others, if my children and I were kept safe and we weren't in that situation anymore.
Wow. Wow. So when this was going on, you know, when it got really bad and he started to, you know, physically abuse you, like how old were your kids at the time?
They were fairly little. I'm going to say 8 and 4 at the time.
8 and 4. And when you decided to pick up and walk out, I mean, obviously I'm assuming you grabbed the kids and took them with you.
I had already gotten my children to a safe place and a friend had come up. We packed up in 3.5 hours, everything. And I started driving back to the town that I moved from. And then that was where my children were, and then got everything settled for the next week.
Wow. And how long was the divorce process?
When I wasn't married to the person who abused me, we were just together in a spiritual partnership, but the marriage that I was in, we were married for 14 years. When I had decided that I was no longer going to participate in that marriage, the divorce was completed within 3 months.
I didn't know this. So there
two
was
separate
a
things.
There
yeah.
was right. So there was a marriage that you were in for 14 years. Okay. Yeah. And then you decided to end it.
Yep.
How did he take that?
A little hard, but he understood why, and that it violated everything that I know to believe that's morally good and right. And it went against everything for me in that. I will tell you, the day that he left, that because I was trying to lose the excess weight for a year and a half and it wasn't working, nothing I did worked. After he left, because the anger was no longer in the household, I quit going to the gym. I quit working out. I quit counting calories. If I wanted brownies for dinner, I ate them. And in 3 months, 40 pounds fell off of my body because I was no longer holding on to anger. So it was the emotion of anger that was going to get ready to kill me as well. That was another one. So, and that was causing all of the other health problems that I had.
Wow. So literally it wasn't a physical issue. It was a mental issue. Basically,
and an emotional issue.
That's what I meant. An emotional issue. Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And so, like, what are you doing now?
So today I work as an international healer, and I work with people in those three areas: health, wealth, and relationships, because those are the three areas not only internationally people want to have change in or have better, but it's also the exact same three things that I went through. So I know firsthand what it's like in all of those different categories. And what I do is I work with them on an emotional level, and I go into the deeper subconscious to change lower vibrating emotion to a higher vibrating emotion to correct the imbalances in the body, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And what I do, I utilize the different techniques I learned from other natural healers, such as a medicine woman. I studied with the yogic healer, some Buddhist monks, and I've put together everything that they showed me how to do to affect change within a person instantaneously. Because we're not meant to live in those states. We're meant to be happy and prosperous and in love. Mm-hmm. And when I learned how to do this from the medicine woman, it made absolute sense. So I became my own first client, and then people started asking me for help, and then I was referred out, and here we are 12 years later.
Wow. Wow. So you have, I'm assuming you have a pretty big following right now.
Yes. It grows every day. We always want more.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. But that's amazing. How do people find you? How do they know about you? Do you have like a website or
I do.
Social media.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people refer me out, because once they've experienced it, they share it with others. And so I'm mostly referral based, but I do have a strong social media presence. So whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn, and I do have a website, it's just my name, DonnaCampbell.com, and people find me there as well.
Wow. That's it's truly amazing. So do you have any, I'll call it formal education in this area?
I do. Yeah. So not only do I have my business background that I had in finance and marketing and all my years as with all the security licenses I had in the healing world, yes, I studied with the natural healers, but I also studied a couple of different Western healing modalities. But what they gave me was the structure and the form that I needed to put together all of the other information the other healers taught me how to do. But I believe that we're lifelong students, and that we're always studying and reading and putting together. And so for the last 25 years, that's been my world. I have a strong background in science and in physics, because everything we do in the spiritual world can be explained by physics. Even Newton's laws of motions applies to us, not only in the physical world, but in the spiritual world, to how I do the work. So a lot of that is my background now today.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Did you ever reach a point in whatever part of your life, whether it's your personal life or your career life, did you ever reach a point where you got so low where you said to yourself, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm giving up. I'm not following my dreams. It's just not going to happen. I just can't do this. And if you did fall to that level, how did you climb out? How did you manage to bounce back?
Well, I remember when I left that one relationship that I made a promise to dedicate my life to doing this work. So first and foremost, that's always in the back of my mind, knowing that I'm doing this for myself, I'm doing this for others, and I'm always on track. But there are those moments that you wonder, is it really worth it? Why don't I just, you know, go live in the cave in the Himalayas or something?
Yeah, absolutely.
I said that once to somebody and they said, Donna, we'll just find you there in the cave. We know, we can find you. And I went, oh, okay. And then I would pick myself back up. People would start calling again for sessions or for different things. And then I would have another moment like that. But every time I attempted to not do the work that I do today, it comes back 20-fold and it leaves me virtually no choice in a way, because then I remember the promise that I made. So it's an ongoing, it just changes, it morphs, it expands, and we add on more layers so we can reach more people. And that's what I've been doing the last 2 years, is switching more from the individual level to the global stage and sharing this more with the masses, with what can be really done and how to really take charge of your own life, listening to those whispers so you avoid those bricks and getting the messages out there. So this fall I'll be out on the public professional stage speaking about a lot of these things as well.
Wow. If you had to point to one person who had the most influence on your life, who would that be and why?
Wow. I can think of a couple of people. The first person I can think of is my mother, who's no longer here. We were like oil and water. But if it wasn't for her role in my life, I would not be doing some of these things that I'm doing today, because she showed me everything I don't want to do so I would know what I want to do. And she was a very angry person. So I grew up in that household as well, which really gave me the information or the background that I needed to be able to do what I do today. So she was probably one of my greatest and biggest teachers to this day. And I have so much love and respect for her for what she chose to do and how she chose it in this lifetime.
Was that more or less like a love-hate relationship? Is that what I'm hearing? Is that what I'm getting?
Right. Because in the moments you didn't like it, but you always came back around and it's like, nope, okay, I can see this from different points of view. And the work that I do, I did a lot of work on myself around that relationship with my mom to change that. Not just change the perspective, but to experience it from a different point of view. And I came to some pretty good understandings of things that I didn't realize being in the situation versus looking back at it. And if it wasn't for some of those things, I wouldn't be here.
You know, it's like somebody once said to me, you know, the older I got, the smarter my parents got.
Exactly.
You know, we think when we're, you know, teenagers and early 20s, we think our parents have no clue. And then as we get older, we realize, oh my God, you know, when did they get so smart?
Yes,
all right. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Who is the second person?
She's the lady I call the medicine woman. Her name is actually Leandra. And what's comical about her is that she was a medicine woman for one of the tribes. And she actually looked like Mrs. Doubtfire. So you think of a medicine woman, this Indian lady with long, you know, braids and, you know, the darker leather type skin. And I'm looking at a lady going, you look like Mrs. Doubtfire. She was the opposite of my mother. But she gave me one of the biggest lessons that in my life that I even operate from today and have taught my children how to do. And when I was in that situation where that the person I was with was domestically violent towards me, I called her the first time that it happened and asked her, can I come to you? Can I come to your place? Because I don't have anywhere to go. I know I need to leave. And she said, no. And she asked me, what was my plan? And did I have money? And what was I going to do? And where are my children? And asked me, but no, I couldn't go to where she was because she was working. She had clients. She had different things. But what she did in that moment was she didn't enable me, she empowered me. So I took everything that she said and put together a plan. The person, of course, promised they were never going to do it again. Not true.
Yeah.
And on the second time, I had my plan in place and I was gone. But if it wasn't for that and her empowering me to allow me to figure that out on my own, I wouldn't be able to have the ability to even empower my children and let them make their own choices and other people without having them stuck in that victim mode. And that was the hardest lesson in my entire life that I could even possibly dream of. I didn't like the choice at the time. I didn't like her decision at the time. I really, truly needed help. But it came from a place of unconditional love, and it gave me a strength that I wouldn't have today without it.
Did you understand that when it happened, or did it take time for you to figure that out?
It took me a week or so to figure it out. When I started, okay, she said these things, so what am I going to do? And I started putting together the plan and following everything she had shared, you know, and generating some money so I could leave the situation, because the person kept all of that too. And what I needed to do for me, what I needed to do for my children. And I, what she was really teaching me was, you really have to put yourself first. And if you're not putting yourself first and you're putting somebody else before you, these other types of situations can happen. But that was one of the hardest lessons of my life.
No, I hear that.
I really appreciate it. Yeah.
I hear that. Just on a personal note, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but I'm just curious, do you consider yourself a religious person?
I've studied a lot of different religions.
You like any of them?
What I studied was in the religion world was finding the commonality between all of them. And what they showed was virtues. That was the commonality: kindness, generosity, love, balance, peace, harmony. The rest of it is how that particular religion interpreted how you were going to obtain those virtues. And the rest became semantics, like, well, do you do baptism at this age or this age or this age or this age? Well, I don't know that the age really matters as long as there's baptism, but the baptism is representation of virtues, for example. I've also studied a lot of different spiritual pathways and a lot of Eastern philosophy and Eastern religion as well. Now, their stories are different. Their virtues are the same. And it's just a different perception or how the story unfolds. But when you break it down to the basic elements, it all comes back to one thing, and that's a universal love force energy. It's an energy that moves through all things that is just a pure divine love. And then when I started studying physics and reading things from Albert Einstein, he writes about the exact same thing, that there is this unseen energy that's this pure love that is the fabric of like the universe. So it even crossed over into science. So am I a religious person or am I a spiritual person? You know, do I study science and see what science says? I believe in that one common factor because that's what all of it has. And that to me is truth when it crosses many pathways.
Yeah. The great sage Hillel, who said, you know, 2000 years ago, he basically said, when somebody asked him, teach me the entire, you know, Torah on standing on one foot. And he said, and Hillel turns to him and says to him, don't do anything that you wouldn't want to have done to yourself. Don't do anything to others that you would not want to have done to yourself. He says the rest is all commentary.
Exactly.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's wonderful. You know, you look terrific. You sound terrific. You look like you're all put together. Is there anything else that you would like to share with my audience before we go? Any words of advice or any words of wisdom?
Yes. During that time, that 4 or 5 year period of where everything came at me, I wrote a mantra, or what I saw as a mantra. It could be also be considered a prayer. And this is what I wrote: trust and you will see, believe and you will know, have faith, all is well. Follow your heart and spirit will lead you. So follow the love that's in your heart and have faith, trust, and belief, and everything will always work out and you'll hear those whispers.
That's exactly what it is. What you didn't know until today was it was whispers that you were hearing throughout.
Absolutely.
Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that my audience got a lot out of your story. And I'm pretty sure they're going to take it to heart. And let me just ask you last but not least. So where again can they find you?
Yes. The easiest way, I got this all connected together and so happy for this, is just to text the word manifesting to 26786. So the word manifesting to 26786.
Manifesting.
Mm-hmm. And it will connect you all through my social media and to my website. And that's here in the US. So if you're outside of the US, the best way is either to find me on Instagram, which is under my name, Donna Campbell, or my website, donnacampbell.com.
Okay. So again, what was that? Manifesting?
Manifesting. M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T-I-N-G. So the word manifesting to 26786.
Wow.
And that connects you to everything.
And your website is? DonnaCampbell.com. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Thanks so much for appearing on the show. Good luck going forward. Keep up the good work. You've been listening to Whispers and Bricks, and I'm your host, Ari Shoman. Until next time, listen to the whispers, avoid the bricks, and never, ever give up on your dreams. Bye for now.
So that's it for today's episode of Whispers and Bricks. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week that posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $25,000 private VIP day with Ari himself. Be sure to head on over to whispersandbrickspodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Ari's gift and join us on the next episode.